Well, hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. And what we do every week on the midweek refill portion of the podcast is we talk through our reading plan that we're going through as a church this year. And we are on week 35 of our reading plan. And I hope you've been joining us and enjoying reading through scripture this year. And I bring on a staff member each week to talk through scripture. And I've got Becky. She's our campus coordinator. I've got her back on the podcast today. So she's going to share with us a little nugget from this week's reading.
Yeah.
Good to have you back, Beck.
Thanks, Tanner. Good to be here. So I chose the two chapters in Psalms for today to just chat about with you.
Psalm 65 and 66.
Yep. And so the heading in my Bible for Psalm 65 is God's care for the earth. In verse 5, it says, "You answer us in righteousness with awe-inspiring works, God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the distant seas. You establish the mountains by your power. You are robed with strength. You silence the roar of the seas, the roar of their waves, and the tumult of the nations." And then you jump down in like 9 through 13, and it talks about, you know, you visit the earth and water it abundantly, and you soften it with showers and bless its growth. And I grew up on a farm. And so when I was reading through this, it made me think of a story from my mom and dad had told me that there was a year that we were in a drought. There was like, it was not raining. And my dad kept praying for rain. And midway through that, he said, God just stopped him and said, "You're praying for the wrong thing. Like, would you just worship me and would you trust me and just pray that I will provide for you?" And so he changed his prayer to like, "God provide." And it was one of the best crops that he had had. And so that came to mind as I was reading through these, like how God cares for the earth and he takes care of the earth with his strength, with his, you know, but how much more he cares for us and just being in his presence and listening to his voice and keeping our eyes fixed on him. He's the God that can silence the roar of the seas. And he's the God that can, you know, our carts overflow with plenty. And so I love then how it goes down into 66 and it says, "Let the whole earth shout joyfully to God, sing about the glory of his name, make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awe-inspiring are your works." Like, I was just very convicted of, like, is that my response in all things, whether famine or plenty? Is that my response to God? Is that you are awe-inspiring, and I will sing praise to your name, and I will tell others about you. And just a reminder that the God who calmed the seas, the God who parted the seas, is the same God that I pray to today and worship today. And I can trust him and I can turn to him and I can stand on his promises.
So many thoughts come to my mind when you're talking about the creation and how God made everything so beautiful and what we see in Psalm 65. And the first one that comes to mind as you were talking was God didn't have to create this beautiful creation. He could have made a world that like was functional, like made people on it. Like, it does. It serves a purpose. Why make it beautiful? Why make the sunset and the sunrise? Why make the mountains and the rainbows and the why make all that? For his glory. And for us to look at him and go, "Wow, what a great God we serve. What a creative God we serve." And we don't appreciate that and focus on that enough. My wife was just saying to me the other day that she's like, "We should, before it gets too cold, let's sit outside more often when the kids are in bed at night and just sit. Just look at the stars, look outside." It's just like, and just praise the Lord for what he's made. We are so hustle and bustle and what's the next thing and so busy that we don't often just look outside and say, "Wow, look at this beautiful creation you've made. God, thank you for making this beautiful creation we get to enjoy. We praise you as the creator of it. You're over all of it." And the second thing that comes to mind is how all that creation was made to praise the Lord, just like us. We too are made to praise the Lord. You know, I don't know who said it, but the old quote, you know, our hearts are restless until they find their rest in God. So like we're created just like the vegetation and the animals and everything to point to a creator. And we get haywire when we don't point to our creator, focus on our creator, give credit to him, give glory to him like we're made to. That's where we're, how we're wired. It's how all of creation is wired to praise the Lord. So I think it's good to look out and see this beautiful earth and both praise God, but also look at it and say, all the stuff we're seeing is just like us. It's all made to praise the Lord.
Praise him. Yeah. And created, you know, like to glorify him and point back to him. And we talk a lot with the kids about, and I would with my kids, you're probably in this with your young kids, when we would go on walks. And I think sometimes too, we look for big things and we lose the everyday, like going on a walk and the opportunities we have with our kids to say, you know, they find bugs, they find all kinds of things and just, or they're just so in awe of the little things and they're such good examples for us to like slow down and just be in that moment and it's okay. And the opportunities though we have to talk with our kids about, hey, you know what? God created that. And why do you think God created that? Or, or you know, what do you think? And just then reminding them, you know what? God created you in his image. And what's a way that we can, what's a way we can thank God for doing that today? And as you're walking, you know, whether it's they can pray while they're walking or singing a song or just that joy that they find is good reminders for us, I think.
That's a good challenge for me as a parent of young kids as well. Maybe our listeners who have young kids as well made me think of an instance just the other day where there was either a bumblebee or a wasp or something. It was a big old, and you know, it was back in our backyard, and I didn't want it to sting our kids. So I had my sandal out or my shoe out, and I was waiting for it to land somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was going to kill that thing. So I waited for it to land and I smacked it 18 times to make sure, you know, killed
it. Make sure it was done.
And what did my kids do? They wander, they come right over like, what is it? And they're examining so it and curious. They're getting like way too close to it. I'm like, do not touch it. Like just, but they're enamored by that.
Right.
And in that moment, I didn't think like, you know, like, yeah, God made this. Look how intricate God is as a creator. He makes these insects that have a purpose.
Yes.
You know, even the littlest bug has a purpose in this world and gives glory to God.
Yep.
But in the moment, I didn't think of it. So this is a good reminder for me just not to pass over those little moments with my kids. And it's good for our, probably, even if you don't have young kids, to be reminded of the little things in the world and how they both all point to God.
Yep.
That's a good word, Becky. Thanks for sharing from Psalm 65, 66. Church, I hope you continue to read your Bibles, continue to engage with Scripture. We know it's how we grow and how we learn and how we become more like Jesus. So keep engaging with Scripture, and we'll see you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.